The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, Subhanallah, man sarrahu ayyalqa Allah ghadan radiyan falyukthiri salata alayya. Whoever desires for Allah Almighty to be pleased with him when presented in his court, then what should that person do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, falyukthiri salata alayya, he should recite salat upon me abundantly. Allah Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد النور من نور الله مرحبا خوش آمدید welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful silsila of these lovely series known as the light of guidance alhamdulillah alhamdulillah only on Madani channel we all know the light of guidance refers to the beautiful and wonderful religion of Islam, the religion which teaches us love, the religion which teaches us peace and harmony, the religion which teaches us respect, not only of our parents and our elders, rather our parents, elders, siblings, everyone around us and our neighbors as well. Subhanallah. The religion which teaches us that a Muslim is the brother of another Muslim, the religion which teaches us the respect and the rights of parents and for children, the religion which teaches us the respect and the rights for a worker and for the owner, the boss, the religion which teaches us the respects of a master and a slave, the religion which teaches us the honor and the respect of a husband and a wife. Subhanallah, subhanallah, the religion which teaches us indeed the respect of a brother and a sister. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and indeed this religion is known as, or it will be the light of guidance. Subhanallah, and with this beautiful name we have come to you on Madani channel, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Many beautiful topics we discussed previously, and some of those topics, or I would say majority of those topics, were relevant to the youngsters of today, especially because unfortunately we are living in a time and age where the environment, the society, the people around us are very, very, very far from deen, from the deen, from the teachings of the deen, from teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the moment a person separates himself from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately that person starts losing his character, his etiquette, his morals, his Islamic, get up, I would say. The moment a person distances himself from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person starts losing all of these basic things, Allahu Akbar. So in order for us to rectify ourselves, to rectify those around us, to rectify this society, the area around us, it is incumbent and necessary upon us that we remain associated and attached to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we are here with another exciting and beautiful topic, I would say. And this topic is something which, unfortunately, many people do not speak about in today's time and age, but I feel, or I know, it is incumbent and necessary for us to speak about this topic. Subhanallah, what is this topic? Yes, today we are going to be speaking about the beloved and the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Before we discuss the excellent qualities of the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let's just have a brief introduction to these two great, great personalities, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is the father of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His blessed name is Abdullah. His kunya, which is his patronymic, is Abu Muhammad, Abu Ahmad, and Abu Qusam. And Qusam means the gatherer of goodness and blessings, subhanallah. Moreover, the blessed name of the mother of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. From all the sons of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the most adored and cherished. All the beautiful women of the tribe of Quraysh were keen to marry Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. However, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in search of such a woman who, along with beauty, was also of a noble lineage and was pure and chaste to the highest degree. Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. What a beautiful lesson we get from the blessed life of the parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessed grandfather, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't just look for a woman who had beauty. He could find women in hundreds and thousands, you know, who had beauty. But that was not the first priority. No. There were many proposals coming. There were many other women who were keen and who were ready to marry Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was looking at, obviously, a woman who has beauty. And with that, she has noble lineage. Herself, she must be pure. She must be chaste to the highest degree. And he has set an example for everyone until Qiyamah that these are the qualities which you should look for in your future wife, in the woman whom you are keen to marry. Because believe me, you, if a person just looks at the beauty, tomorrow if the beauty is not there, then what are you going to do? If someone just looked at her wealth, tomorrow if the wealth is not there, then what are you going to do? Tomorrow, if you looked at maybe her status or her rank, and she's very high-fi, whatever the case is, tomorrow if that rank, that status is not there, then what are you going to do? Because you married her for that purpose only. So as a Muslim, our concern, as a Muslim, when we looking for someone, for our sons, for our grandchildren, for anyone, for our brother, for our friend, our cousin, whatever the case is, the first priority needs to be that look at the deen of the woman. Look at, you know, how pure, how chaste the woman is. Look at the lineage of the woman. Because it is this woman who is going to become the mother of the children tomorrow. And the first madrasa of the children is indeed the lap of the mother. Whatever the mother is going to teach the child in the initial stages, when the child is 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, that is the things which are going to remain in the child's memory. You brought a woman who is very vulgar, she is wild, you know, the lineage is corrupted, there's lots of, she's indulged in filthy activities, there's lots of problems, but yes, she's very beautiful, and you only married her because of her beauty. Tomorrow, she's not going to pass that beauty to her children. Yes, what she's going to do is she's going to pass her morals, her etiquettes, her character, her teachings. And if she didn't have any of those teachings which are corresponding to the teachings of Islam, which are according to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how do you expect that she will be teaching the deen, the true deen, to your children? And when she is not teaching the deen to your children, tomorrow it is those children that when they grow up, they will then turn their back towards you. They will then go and start disrespecting the parents. It is those children, when they grow up, they will start getting involved in bad company, in filthy company, in wrong company. It is those children, when they stand up tomorrow, they will be involved in drugs, in alcohol, in all type of filthy things. Then who are you going to blame at that moment? At that moment, the only person whom you are going to blame is yourself. Because when it was time for you to bring the mother for the children, then your right was, you were supposed to bring such a mother who was going to do the proper upbringing, the proper tarbiyat of your children tomorrow. So this is something very important which unfortunately many of us are not keeping in our minds today. Whenever we go for a proposal, the first thing we look at the wealth of the person. Look at the beauty. If it's a girl, look at her beauty. Look at her status. Look at her family. Look at her rank. If it's a boy, how much is the boy earning? What is the boy doing? Look at the beauty of the handsomeness of the man. Look how he dresses. Look at which car he's driving. Look at which house he's living in. Unfortunately, these are our priorities today. The first priority was supposed to be the deen. In the summary of a hadith, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a man marries a woman for four things. For her lineage, for her beauty, for her wealth, and the fourth thing is for her deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry the woman for her deen. That must be the first priority. Yes, the wealth is there, the beauty is there, the lineage is there, all of those things you do look for. But first you should look at the deen. You get a deen, a woman who is involved in deen, who is a deeni woman, and with that, inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you the beauty, will give you the wealth, will give you the lineage, everything will come with that. But your first priority must be the deen of the woman, because she is going to look after the entire lineage tomorrow. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in search of such a woman who had beauty, at the same time she also had a noble lineage, and she was pure and she was chaste to the highest degree. Allahu Akbar. A very beautiful incident now. One day Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to a jungle, and the disbelievers of Syria, they recognized him from a few signs that he is the father of the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they tried to martyr him. Allahu Akbar. Many a times they tried to do this. However, Allah Almighty saved him through His grace and His mercy. Therefore, some riders suddenly came from the unseen who did not look like the people of this world. They beat the enemies, making them flee, and safely escorted Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu home. So this help was from the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now what happened after this incident? The blessed father of Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Wahab bin Manaf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also present in the jungle that day. But this incident was happening with Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so you know he witnessed this entire situation. And when he witnessed this situation, immediately he developed some muhabbat, some love, some affection and reverence for Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when he came home, he decided that, you know, he will marry the apple of his eye, his beloved daughter Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, to Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Even there, it wasn't the wealth or, you know, the worldly things which attracted his heart. He saw that this person is receiving help from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means this person is special. And that is what inclined his heart towards Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the blessed father of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also looking for a pious daughter-in-law. And the blessed father of Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Wahab bin Manaf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was looking for a pious son-in-law. So both of them were looking for pious, you know, son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So he decided that he's going to get his beloved daughter Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha married to Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And through a few of his friends, you know, he expressed his desire to Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the qualities which Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was looking for in the bride of his beloved son, Sayyidina Amina bint Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anha, possessed all of those qualities. Allah subhanallah. So at the age of 24, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was then married to Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this, the blessed Nure Muhammad, the prophetic light was transferred from Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the blessed womb of Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 5 or 6 years old, and his blessed mother Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha took him and went to meet the maternal family of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Banu Adi bin Najjar in Medina Munawwara. Her servant Umm Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha also accompanied them. On the way back, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away at a place called Al-Abwa. And she was also buried in that respected place. Allahu Akbar. When the time came, when the beloved mother of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving this world, so she gazed lovingly towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she recited a few couplets in Arabic. And the translation of those couplets are, O cleansed boy, may Allah Almighty place blessings in you. O son of him who attained delivery from the trap of death by the help of the bestower of great reward, Allah Almighty. O my beloved son, if whatever I have seen in my dream is true, then you will be a prophet of Allah Almighty, the most merciful towards the creation. You will be sent to Haram and outside Haram for Islam, which is the religion of your pious father, the beloved prophet of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So I give you an oath of Allah Almighty and forbid you from idols. Do not befriend idols along with the other nations. Subhanallah. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Na'ini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions, he says, during the illness of Sayyida Aminah radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would cry whilst massaging the blessed head of his mother. When the tears of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam dripped onto the blessed face of his mother, she opened her eyes, and whilst wiping the tears with her headscarf, she said, "The world will die, but I will not die, because I am leaving behind a son like you, due to whom I would be spoken of in the east and the west." Subhanallah, the saying of the saintly woman of the time was proven to be completely true. Subhanallah. And indeed, she was the beloved mother of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And around the globe until today and until Qiyamah inshallah, whenever we will speak about the blessed seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will mention the blessed personalities of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyida Aminah radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Abu al-Qasim Abdul Rahman Suhaili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates, it is narrated by the mother of believers Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam supplicated and made dua, "O Allah Almighty, resurrect my parents." Allah Almighty accepted the supplication of his beloved and brought his blessed parents back to life. They both brought faith upon the last Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then returned to their shrines. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This beautiful hadith, you must be warned, no one should think that the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam left this world upon kufr, upon disbelief, and they were facing the punishment in the grave. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, had them recite the kalima and made them Muslim so that they could be saved from the punishment. This type of satanic whisper and waswasa should not come in your mind. The reason was, this was never the case. Rather, they were both adherents of Tawheed, means they accepted Allah Almighty to be one. They never worshipped any other god. They were not mushriks ma'azallah. They never worshipped any idol or associated any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, they believed in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought them back to life and had them recite the kalima so that they could be a part of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the iman of Sayyida Aminah radiallahu ta'ala anha is established through a clear verse of the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam made the following dua, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and raise from our offspring a nation obedient to you. Subhanallah. He alayhi salam then made the following dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, translation from Kanzul Iman, O our Lord, and send amongst them a messenger from themselves. Meaning, O Allah, may a group of believers always remain amongst my offspring. And O Allah, send the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this group of believers. No doubt, the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was accepted, and the forefathers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam were all people of Iman and believers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Means, not only the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, carrying on the grandparents from both sides, right up to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanallah, all of them were believers and they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beautiful religion of Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates in tafsir Ruhul Bayan that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam remained in the belly of the whale for 3, 7, or 40 days. Hence, that whale will go to paradise. Allahu Akbar. O beloved devotees of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, think for a moment. The whale in whose belly the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, remained for a few days, that whale will go to paradise. Then what can be said about the blessed womb in which the leader of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remained for several months? How is it possible that Sayyida Aminah radiallahu ta'ala anha left this world upon kufr and she was suffering punishment in the grave and ma'adallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send her to Jahannam? No, undoubtedly every moment of the lives of the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spent upon Tawheed, means they remained in the state of Iman, and indeed they are the people of paradise, the people of Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And as I mentioned that all the forefathers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon the truth. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, I continue to be transferred from the loins of pure men to the womb of pure women. Subhanallah. Means every time I was passed on from pure men to pure women, pure men to pure women, pure men to pure women. A very beautiful summary of what Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has mentioned on page 299 of the 30th volume of Fatawa Razviya Sharif. It's mentioned that many eminent scholars are of the opinion that the beloved parents of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are Muslims, and the matter concerning their salvation in the hereafter has already been decided. Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has written 7 booklets regarding the Iman of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's parents and prove the Iman. Qazi Imam Abu Bakr Ibn al-Arabi Maliki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was asked the following question. A person states that the forefathers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam are in hell, ma'azallah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, such a person is accursed. Allah. This is the beautiful deen of Islam, and indeed the beautiful and lovely parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person cannot ever think and ever ponder that the beloved and blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are ma'azallah going to Jahannam, or they will not be entering Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or due to some reason, ma'azallah, you know, they left this world in a state of kufr, and ma'azallah, they were punished in the grave. This is not the case at all. As we have just learned many ahadith and many beautiful narrations, that the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon Tawheed, means they believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indeed brought them back to life and made them recite the kalima, and then they were back in their respected and blessed graves. The reason was not because they ma'azallah left this world in a state of kufr, but the reason was that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted them to also be a part of this blessed and beautiful ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Indeed, the excellences of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us the fortunate ones. First of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us Muslims. There are millions and millions of people, billions of people around the globe who are not on the religion of Islam. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us human beings, and not just ordinary human beings, He has made us Muslims. And furthermore, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us indeed the followers and the ummatis of His beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, this is such a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if we spend our entire lives in sajda, even then we will never, ever, ever, ever be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this huge and great bounty which He has bestowed upon us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So every moment a person should take out the time and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the various bounties which He has bestowed upon each one of us. And indeed, you know, if we really sit down and calculate and think, then there are so many bounties. As I just mentioned, being a part of this ummati is also a great bounty. This breathing is a bounty. We breathe in oxygen, we pass out carbon dioxide. This breathing is, every breath we take is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if we breathe in and we can't breathe out? What's going to happen to us? Or let's say we breathe it out, but we can't breathe in. Then what's going to happen to us? So every breath we take, in and out, we inhale and exhale, everything is a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And we can't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this bounty, which only one bounty of breathing, then how are we going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty of our eyes, the bounty of our ears, nose, mouth, hands, body, atmosphere, oxygen, parents, children, sisters, brothers, so many bounties. Every moment a person must always remain grateful, and you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every bounty. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, this was a brief discussion regarding the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we learned that many prominent scholars have written some detailed relations and beautiful narrations with regard to the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is our aqeedah and our belief that we believe that the blessed parents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were indeed believers and mu'mineen and muslimeen, and we respect them, and they are indeed the crown of our heads, for indeed they are the parents of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. With these few words, we do come to the conclusion of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your lives, this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy, grant everyone abundance of happiness, abundance of barakah. Inshallah, azawajal, we hope to see you soon next time on this beautiful silsila, the light of guidance, but with a new, exciting and beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance.